a town like Alice. Devil Shoots, famous story. A best-selling novel, a great film, now brought to you as an outstanding radio drama. The story of a girl's pilgrimage across the whole wide world to find a town like Alice.
Mr. Noel John was well into his 60s, and so obviously the senior partner of his legal firm in Chancery Lane. He had told me of an uncle that I had never met, and of the £53,000 Douglas McFadden had left me. The will had been proved, and the bequest was mine. The authorities were satisfied that I was Jean Paget, late of Malaya, and now a stenographer engaged by Pack and Levy Limited, makers of ladies' handbags and travel goods.
Of course, Miss Paget, this bequest changes your entire station in life. The money is in gilt-edged investments, and after tax will net you some £900 per annum, enough to ensure your complete independence.
I don't have to work any more.
Not unless you want to. Have you made any plans at all?
Yes. I would like to make a journey.
A holiday. Well, we can advance
to No. A very special journey. I want to repay a debt.
Oh, I see.
Forgive me, but I don't think you do. I don't think you could.
Well, if you could explain, perhaps.
I want to go back to Malaya.
Malaya? But I would have thought that your experiences there during the war
would... It's because of what I suffered during the war, Mr. Stuart.
Isn't it better to try and forget these things?
No. No, one must never do that.
But, Miss Paget...
I watched, Mr. Stone, as women and children died. I watched as others turned from pampered housewives into grand and courageous people. I remember, and I never want to forget, the kindness shown to a wretched group of prisoners by some Malay villagers.
Go on.
I want to go to a small village high up on the eastern coast of Malaya. And I want to build a well there.
A well?
Yes.
But what sort of a well?
The simplest kind. For water.
Miss Paget, I am the executor of your late uncle's will. I am empowered to make you an advance of money for any reasonable purpose. But to dig a well in Malaya, well, frankly...
You've been so very kind to me. I do want to try to make you understand.
Yes, I know, but to dig a well on the other side
now,
of the world...
Please, let me start at the beginning. I went to Malaya early in 1939. The possibility of the Far East being involved in a war was very remote at that time.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, I got a job in Kuala Lumpur as a shorthand typist. And life in Malaya for an Englishwoman in those days was almost too good to be true. There was a dance or a party every single night of the week. One had to cry off doing something in order to find the time to write a letter home.
Mm-hmm.
The months, the years passed very quickly.
The war in Europe?
Well, that didn't affect us very much. We were so sure that we were so safe. So sure. Until 1941. And then America came into the war. And soon afterwards, the Japanese invaded Malaya.
Yeah, that was a bad business.
It was fantastic. It all happened so fast. They advanced down the peninsula so quickly. Towns and villages fell overnight. The authorities evacuated Kuala Lumpur, and I found myself in a remote station called Batu Tasik. I had friends there, Mr. and Mrs. Holland. He was the manager of the local tin mine. I'll never forget the day we first heard the guns. Mr. Holland was outside working desperately to try and get the one remaining vehicle to go. An ancient Austin 12 with a tire worn down to the canvas. We knew that we had to get away from Batu Tasik quickly. Oh, if I live to be 100, I'll never forget that day.
got the darned engine kicking over, but there's no guarantee just how far the poor old thing's going to get us. How's the baby, Eileen?
It's the gunfire. I suppose one thinks it's thunder. It frightens him.
How far away do you think they are, Bill?
Well, it's impossible to say, Jean. 18, 20 miles. The Japanese patrols could be even closer than that.
What do we do?
Travel south, just as fast as we possibly can. Singapore's the answer. The Japs will never take Singapore. The army's probably regrouping there. They'll counterattack in Johor.
The baby's all right now.
You got everything packed?
He says it is, yes. But I don't like leaving all our other things behind, Bill.
No, we've got to, I'm afraid.
This is a tragedy.
Oh, come on, let's get into that car. I'll get the luggage. Jean, would you put the children in the car?
Yes, of course.
Distribute the weight evenly.
Bill?
Yeah?
Are we going to get away?
Oh, of course.
I love you, Bill.
And I love you.
I wanted to say it here now.
Yeah, I know. Look, we'll get away. Don't worry.
If anything happens...
Nothing's going to happen, Eileen. We'll get to Singapore. And we'll sit the war out there.
I've got all the kids in the car, Bill.
Thanks, Jean.
All our lovely things, Bill.
I know, I know.
Breaks my heart.
Mine, too. But we can start again after all this is over. Walk straight out of the car now. Don't look around you. It'll be easier that way.
What do you think it is this time, Bill?
Well, it could be the carburetor or the distributor. Any number of things.
Do you think you can fix it?
I'll try. If it's a fuel blockage, I can probably clear it. If it's anything more serious, well, I don't know.
You'd think there'd be some traffic on the road, wouldn't you? It used to be such a busy highway. We haven't seen another vehicle since we started. It's as though we're the only people left in the whole world. Look, I'll see if I can give Bill a hand. Well, at least the children are sleeping. Thank goodness for small mercy. Bill, is there anything I can do?
Oh, it's quite hopeless, Jean. Oh. Look, I think we're going to have to walk it for a while. With a bit of luck, we might make it into Kuala Lumpur.
But it was evacuated.
Yes, I know, but there should be someone there. Troops or something. I think it's our only hope. But I don't want Eileen
listen,
to think...
Listen.
What is it?
I thought I... Yes. Yes, there's something coming down the road. Oh, Bill. Bill. Bill, it's a lorry. It's an army lorry.
Eileen, get out of the car. Take cover.
But it
could be Japanese. Get the kids.
No, wait. It's a British army lorry.
It could have been captured. I'm glad I held on to this revolver.
Oh, Bill, it's too late. It's seen us.
If it is the Japs, I'll use the bullets on Eileen and the kids first. Well... Oh, thank goodness. Our car's broken down. We're conked out completely.
Can you give us a lift?
Yes, of course. How many are you?
Three adults and three kids.
Okay, hop in. Hurry it up, will you?
Come on, Eileen. We're getting a lift on an army lorry.
Oh, wonderful. Come on, Freddie, Jane.
How close are they?
Just a few miles back down the road.
Good grief.
What were we just making for?
We thought Kuala Lumpur.
How close? They've broken through there. Japs are already at Curling.
As far south as that?
Yeah, we're cut off.
Then
I'll take you to Panong. You get a boat from there to take you to Singapore. There's still a lot of our people at Panong. The district commission is still in residence and some government personnel. You'll be safe there. They'll get you away. Now, come on, Harry. We've got to move.
The driver's been gone a long time, Bill.
Yes, I know. But he told us to sit tight. He's gone to find out about that boat.
This is the first time I've been to Penang.
I've been here a couple of times before. It was nice in peacetime. Friendly little place.
Well, it's good to be amongst our own kind again.
Okay, folks, tumble out.
Oh, good. It's the driver.
Come on, Freddy.
What's the score?
You're to go down to the jetty and wait there for the Osprey.
The Osprey?
Yeah, it's a customs launch, big and powerful. It's just coming round the headland now.
District Commissioner's been expecting it for hours. There'll be plenty of room for everyone on board.
Where will it take us?
To Singapore, of course. You'll be safe as houses in a couple of hours' time. Good luck, Mr. Rowland.
Goodbye.
Bill?
Yes, dear, coming. We walk down to the jetty. There's a launch coming for us.
Oh, the children have been wonderful. They really have.
They're exhausted, poor dears.
Yeah, that launch should be here by now. They said it was just coming around the headland.
It'll be here. We've been through so much, we can wait just a little longer.
Wait a minute. Look, there's a boat coming into sight.
Yes, there it is. Look.
Oh, what a wonderful sight. Oh, Singapore, here we come.
I think...
Bill? What's the matter?
The flag, the Osprey's flying at her stern eye. It's not the British flag. I'm afraid it's the Japanese flag, honey. I'm sorry, but it looks as though the enemy have captured the launch. It looks as though it's loaded with Japanese soldiers. They've come to capture Penang and us.
For me, Mr. Noel Stone's office had disappeared. In my mind's eye, I had traveled back through the years, back to Penang. I could feel again the bitter taste of gore in my mouth as I saw the enemy's flag flying on the captured launch. This was the beginning of my story. This was the prelude to my journey to find a town like Alice.
Listening for the next episode of Neville Shute's best-selling novel, A Town Like Alice, adapted for radio by Don Horton, a Hepworth production.